Thompson. The news was brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The next move is up to the president now that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has declined to reinstate his travel ban.
Trump accusing the judges of being biased, despite the fact that the Ninth Circuit judges were appointed by both Democratic and Republican presidents. The court also rejecting the administration's argument that the president can act without judicial review on issues of national security.
Correspondent Joe Johns, and a day after the Ninth Circuit Court's ruling, lawyers for Virginia will be in a federal court in Alexandria this morning to challenge President Trump's executive order on immigration. President Trump's cabinet is one step closer to being complete.
I move to reconsider the vote on the nomination.
Democrats managed to prolong a roll call vote until nearly 2 a.m. this morning on the nomination of Georgia Congressman Tom Price to head the Health and Human Services Department. Price was approved on a strictly party-line vote of 52 to 47.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
His approval puts him in charge of President Trump's efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. But his nomination focused as much on his ethics and investments as on his views on health policy. Democrats denounced his desire to rein in the growth of Medicare and Medicaid, but alleged Price had shown bad judgment by actively trading shares of medical and pharmaceutical companies while shaping health policy in Congress. Price has denied any wrongdoing. Scott Carr, Washington.
Students at all seven Loudoun County high schools are planning to walk out of class this afternoon to protest the Trump administration.
School board member Eric DeKenev says it has to do with immigration.
By all means, I respect their right to express their opinions and their views, but what I don't agree with is their choice to disrupt instruction and the school day. There's plenty of other opportunities and venues for them to express themselves.
Still, he says the schools will all provide a designated area for those students who do walk out of class to demonstrate, with the goal being to keep them from going into the streets. Punishment will be at the discretion of school administrators. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Outside one D.C. middle school this morning, it's not going to be students. It's going to be parents and retired teachers holding a vigil to protest a visit to the school by the nation's new education secretary. Betsy DeVos is scheduled to visit Jefferson Middle School Academy in Southwest D.C. at 9 this morning. Two people have been critically injured this morning in a house fire on Capitol Hill. That fire broke out around 5 this morning at a home on Maryland Avenue Northeast. Firefighters found one person in the front yard of the house. They rescued another from the basement. Both are now in critical condition. One firefighter also suffered minor injuries. The Justice Department is investigating claims by dozens of Prince George's County police officers of racism on the force. In response, Police Chief Hank Stawinski says,
I will not be a party to any structure, any policy, any practice that would do anything to undermine the individual dignity of any person.
The Justice Department's investigating claims, including a training dummy that was made up to look like a black man, and one police sergeant's personal license plate that made a crude reference to Barack Obama. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia missed a deadline yesterday for establishing a Metro Safety Board, but for now, they've been given a reprieve by the federal government. The three jurisdictions had face the potential loss of millions of dollars in federal funding. But the Federal Transit Administration says no decision has been made on whether to actually withhold any of that money. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,172, the Nasdaq at 5715. Sports, the Caps extend their home winning streak to 11. College basketball, the Maryland women run their winning streak to 12. And NBA, the Wizards host the Pacers tonight. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpet.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And for the most part this Friday morning, our main roads are in great shape. The Beltway lighter than normal, just a little bit of volume topside just as you head past University Boulevard toward George Avenue. We'll take that any day. Wide open to the Wilson Bridge and at the American Legion Bridge, not seeing any delays there. Now, we've had a couple accidents that's caused problems. Virginia, with better news, coming out of Center. You can now use 29 Lee Highway as it intersects with Stringfellow Road. They've cleared that crash, so you can get by. Still seeing some activity over to the shoulder. It was a minor incident, 66 East 123. That's been cleared as well out of the travel lanes. It's been a tough go at it, trying to get through Clifton. The accident on Old Yates Ford Road just off of Henderson Road. Still, they had that closed. They were trying to alternate traffic. It's only one lane each direction. So if you try to get past Bull Run Marina, everyone's just at a standstill there. And in the district with the house fire, closed in Northeast is Maryland Avenue between 6th and 8th Street. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air in this morning, a west-northwesterly breeze this afternoon becoming overcast and chilly, 42. Tonight, 37, but high pressure goes east tomorrow. On the west side of it, warmer weather, 64 and cloudy. Sunday, chance of showers in the afternoon, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Manassas, 21 in Bowie, 25 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. With a court loss, President Trump discovers the limits of executive power. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talking about 30 minutes here on Mornings in the Mall. We'll be joined by Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General. Katie Fang will be along, a legal analyst, to talk about the Ninth Circuit Court decision and what it means. And Republican senators in the state of Maryland are not happy. Michael Huff will be along to tell us why. I'm Brian Wilson, very pleased to have with us today Jim Garrity from over at National Review, filling in as our guest host this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Brian, always great to be here.
Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel, he's their chief national correspondent, is on the line right now. Incidentally, good morning, author of an upcoming book, 42 Faiths, to be released in April. We'll have you back on to talk about that.
I look forward to doing that.
At a time to be determined. Listen, Ed, there's so much going on. We've neglected to talk about something else this morning that happened late last night. I mean, we were so focused on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, and we'll get to that in a moment. But the president got on the phone with Chinese leaders and has reinforced that the United States will, and the word being used here, respect the so-called One China policy. This is sort of big stuff.
It is big stuff. I mean, maybe they're trying to finesse not saying they support the One China policy, like you say, that they respect it, they recognize it. That's a bit of a shift because, remember, President Trump, as president-elect, had spoken by phone with the president of Taiwan, and that really set off alarm bells in Beijing. I think what's going on here is you know, that this is a president who, as a candidate, stood up to China again and again during the campaign and said that there'd be a new sheriff in town. And he is maybe meeting the political reality of taking office and realizing China holds a lot of our debt. China has more cards than we might want to admit. And so you've got to deal with them. And so maybe they were poking, you know, he was poking President Xi a little bit in the transition by getting on the phone with the president of Taiwan and maybe suggesting, at least back then in November, that we were going to shift U.S. policy and recognize Taiwan in a more dramatic way. Now realizing, look, if you're going to get some business done with China, you're going to have to show them a bit more respect.
And it comes just before the meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan.
Sort of
an interesting timing there.
Yeah, because he's not just going to be here in Washington today, Prime Minister Abe, having a news conference with President Trump, and only the second world leader to do that, obviously after Prime Minister May. From the UK a couple weeks back. But then he's going down and getting the winter White House treatment, I suppose you could call it, not just playing golf with the president, will be Prime Minister Abe, but he's actually staying at his home, staying at Mar-a-Lago, that swank home and private club that, that Donald Trump has. So that's kind of a, you know, little special treatment for a world leader, and that, as you suggest, is sending another message of maybe not respect to China, but hey, we've got other allies in Asia as China continues to rattle the saber.
Ed, Jim Garrity here, and I'm kind of curious, what's the mood in the White House? On the one hand, that you have to figure they expected a defeat at the Ninth Circuit. On the other hand, the mood and you know, the all caps tweet certainly suggested they were not going quietly into that good night.
No, and because there are not great legal or political options in the short term. You know, because look, if you push it to the Supreme Court, we all know that you're. You know, nobody knows for sure what will happen, so I don't want to, because nobody, you know, people who have predicted what's going to happen with Obamacare, the Supreme Court, and other issues have obviously failed miserably, but there's an expectation, at least, we could all agree, that this could go 4-4 because of Justice Scalia passing away and still no replacement, and so that complicates two issues. It could be a 4-4 decision, and so then you keep the current policy of President Trump's executive order being blocked. And number two, that then complicates things maybe for Judge Gorsuch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appeared a few days ago to be maybe not sailing towards confirmation, but look, even Democrats know that he is eminently qualified to be on the Supreme Court. And the nuclear option is still out there for Republicans to get him through by just 51 votes if needed. And so the Republicans are going to have the votes in the end. But if all of a sudden this is hanging out there and Judge Gorsuch is going to be the deciding vote before the Supreme Court, that's going to complicate the nomination. And finally, I'd say, you know, one more easy solution might be if President Trump were to just say, okay, I messed up here a little bit. Let's tweak this. Let's come up with a new executive order that's more narrow, that maybe brings more people on board. The problem with that, of course, is President Trump doesn't admit a lot of mistakes, number one, as you know. And number two, he's on camera a few days ago, as you recall, saying that the first executive order was, I think he said, written beautifully. He wouldn't change a word. And so it's not just a flip-flop, but it would be a dramatic shift to all of a sudden say, well, actually, it wasn't written beautifully, and we're gonna change it dramatically. I just don't think there are any good options in the short term. Long term, White House officials have insisted to me that their mood is good because they still think he has the legal authority to do it.
I understand.
But they have so many roadblocks ahead of them that there's no easy option in the short term.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very complex, the maneuvering in the days ahead. This happened early this morning in your United States Senate.
Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change their vote? If not, the ayes are 52, the nays are 47. The nomination is confirmed.
That is the nomination of Tom Price to be the Secretary of HHS. The thing I wanted to get into with you is the strategy that Democrats have been using here. And with these look, I mean, that's number nine. I think it's fair to say that by this point in the first Obama administration, he had some 20 of his people in place. They're dragging their feet. They're doing everything they can to delay, when ultimately they know they can't defeat these candidates by and large because they don't have the votes. So why are they doing it? Why are they doing it?
They're doing it because they're under so much pressure from the left. This whole hashtag resist movement is out there. I mean, it even gets to the point of, you know, let's make sure that Nordstrom dumps Ivanka Trump's products. That's a whole other issue. So at every level, the left is still angry about the election results. So let's just be clear about it. And so you've got this resist movement that is pressuring Chuck Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader, again and again. And I think they're setting these high expectations that, oh, we're going to block all these nominations, when you're absolutely right, Brian. They don't have the votes to block it, but they're under so much pressure to look like they're resisting Donald Trump.
Okay,
that they're
and I get that.
These 2 a.m. votes.
That's right. I love Mitch McConnell. Yeah, well, okay, you want to do that? Then you'll get up at 2 a.m. and vote then. I love that. But here's the other thing about it. I mean, if you resist everything, doesn't that wear down the American people? And don't you lose sympathy with a lot of people in America who say, they're just dragging their feet, they're just the party of no?
Yeah, and I heard that for 8 years, and you did as well, about, you know, that's all the Republicans allegedly were in the Obama days. And they were saying, well, we're standing on principle on Obamacare or this issue or that issue. And you're right. So now the Democrats are doing the same thing that they said the Republicans were doing, number one. And number two, I mean, every other day we're finding another piece of video or audio for you that comes up from, say, 2013 when Chuck Schumer, after Barack Obama's reelection, said something like, I think all Americans agree, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, that a new president should have their team in place. Well, guess what, Chuck Schumer? There's a new president now, 4 years later, and you're not putting his team in place. So look, whether you love or hate Donald Trump, at some point, the man deserves to have his administration, his team in place, and then you fight it out on the issues. But I think the Democrats are still frustrated about what happened in November.
I don't think there's an appreciation in the American public as yet about how difficult it is to run a government without your people in place. It's not an easy thing. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
7:15 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
If you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, no delay, either direction. Wish every rush hour could be like this. Good across the American Legion Bridge as well. A little bit of volume topside as you head through Silver Spring. That's on the outer loop stretch. Inner loop, leaving Bethesda, though, wide open. So our main arteries, for the most part, a little bit better than normal. 270, the heaviest stretch is to get by the three-car crash just south of Route 80, Urbana. 66, good. The minor crash near 123, gone. Still struggling in the Clifton area. The crash, a serious one, car into a tree. Old Yates Ford Road, just off of Henderson Road. So that entire corridor just messed up. Even Davis Ford Road, trying to get up through to that stretch if you can wait it out. 95, 395 without incident reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for cloudy skies today, only a high of around 42 degrees, but that's not too bad. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, get this, folks, pay close attention, 64 degrees. And then on Sunday, maybe 68, close to 70 degrees on Sunday. It's February, folks, and it's going to be in the 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees. It's now 7:16 on WMAL.
Check out Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's really low rate on their new Life of the Balance Visa card. Go to cofcu.org/radio for details.
I think Sheryl Crow might have been singing about the Silver Spring Transit Center in that song, which is the mistake that just keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving. Longtime listeners to Morning on the Malls know that we have taken up, but this is sort of our personal cause. The Silver Spring Transit Center, which was years behind schedule, and there were all these cost overruns, and they built the thing, and it didn't have the architectural heft to hold the vehicles that it was supposed to allow in, the buses and such, and so it was a disaster, and it cost them some $47 million in overruns, and they are suing now, the county is, the people who were the developers and the builders of this project for some $67 million. So they want to claw back some of that money, right, that they lost in the overruns and the millions and millions they spent to fix the thing when it should have been built right the first time. But there's a problem. In order to go forward with the lawsuit, they have to approve another $4.2 million to support the legal team that will take on this case. They have already spent $3 million in legal fees. We're talking $7.2 million in legal fees to go after these people. And so the question is, do you spend another $7 million on the hopes that you get this money back, mm-hmm. this $67 million judgment they're looking for, or do you just cut your losses and say lesson learned? And here's the thing. Ike Leggett is getting ready to leave office. It's no skin off his nose. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is such an egregious expenditure. And all of this, I think, could have been avoided if Montgomery County had only done what they do to everybody who builds a house. If you ever built a house in Montgomery County, you know that you got those building inspectors right up your you-know-what. Every little thing. They're going to come in and they're going to nitpick this and nitpick that. Well, where were the people nitpicking the building of the transit center when it was under construction? Wasn't it their job to catch these things in time before you actually built the thing in an inferior way?
You told me earlier that the apparently at one point they were not sure that the structure was properly built to handle the weight of the buses.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, that seems like one, like the first thing you'd check.
Yeah, had one job. You know? Build a transit center that could support buses.
Oh, you're bringing the heavy buses. Oh, we thought you were getting those styrofoam ones that would come in and be very light for the kind of concrete we were using.
I don't know what you do in a situation like this because, I mean, you might win the suit or you might spend another $7 million of the taxpayer money and not win the suit.
If I'm this nefarious contractor, offer to settle for $7 million.
There you go.
So you end up losing, you know, like it would cover the legal costs, but otherwise, you know, you're off the hook for the remaining, you know.
Well, it's interesting to see.
$60 million.
Apparently, there will be some public hearings on this, and we'll try to decide what they're going to do. But I tell you, this is the gift that just keeps on giving. And it's very, very appropriate that it's named after Paul Sarbanes. Just saying. So $140 million bus depot, $47 million in cost overruns. They're seeking $20 million. And damage beyond the cost overruns, $67 million. But to get there, you got to spend another $4 million. I don't know. It's a tough call.
I guess it's how much confidence do you have in your lawyers? How much confidence do you have you're going to win the case? I mean, if you feel like you got a super strong case, full speed ahead because you're going to get the $67 million at the end. Having said that, you lose it.
That's right.
Yeah.
A status hearing on the lawsuit is scheduled for 9 a.m. That was actually yesterday in Rockville. So we'll see where things stand. They do what they call status hearings where everybody comes in and says, where are we in this thing? You know, and apparently they're still trying to figure that out. Interesting story. And again, Ike Leggett, you know, come on. Apparently they were trying to find him yesterday for comment on all this, and he was not responding to questions. I think you have an obligation to tell us, you know, what you're going to do here and let us know up front. And are you going to spend the $7 million, and do you really think you could get that money back? It's now 722 on WMAL.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
There is no one like your Valentine. And this year you need to treat them to an unforgettable gift that is as unique as they are. A gift from Sherry's Berries will show her that you put thought into finding the perfect gift just for her. Now this year, Sherry's Berries, which are amazing on their own right, has a new product. Decadent Chocolate Truffles from Sherry's Berries' new premium chocolate collection, starting at just $29.99 plus shipping. Now, I got to tell you, these are amazing. And when you see this box, you're just going to die. It's just awesome. Decadent, rich, unexpected, sweet, shareable, irresistible chocolates. Not your average box of chocolates. They have 12 different varieties, and this is what's interesting about it. Each one of them is slightly different and has a different mixture of chocolate and some interesting flavor. It will grab her attention, and she will love you for it. I'm guarantee you, you can't go wrong with these lovely chocolate truffles from Sherry's Berries. Now, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, there is just but one way you can get the new chocolate truffles from Sherry's Berries, starting at $29.99. You go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my name, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson, and you get the deal. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone. Type in Brian Wilson, and you get the deal. Order them today.
Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? A wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home, in your lighting, with your decor.
And the day of installation, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash promotion if account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're are committed to being on time, every time. With two-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update brought to you by Mattress Firm. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Heads up if you're heading and pushing toward the Beltway. The crash is after Dower House Road, but before you get to the Suitland Parkway. Under police direction, so patience through that stretch. Once you do get up onto the Beltway, wide open. Whether you're heading to the Wilson Bridge or if you're heading up toward a FedEx field, not seeing much of any backups. Lighter than normal on the top side of town on the Beltway. 270, slowest stretch through Urbana due to the three-car crash, which is out of the travel lane, so that's good news there. Virginia, still dealing with the crash on Old Yates Ford Road west of Henderson Road. And for 95, 395, 95 is great. Just a little bit of volume through Landmark on 395. And once you cross the 14th Street Bridge, hurry to Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands and get queen sets for as low as $179.99. Only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After another chilly day today, we're going to push some warmer air in here for the upcoming weekend. Almost spring-like once again. 42 as we become cloudy today. Tomorrow, 64. Sunday in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 25 degrees. It is 7:26. The New England Patriots, the world champion Super Bowl Patriots, will be eventually coming to the White House. You know, that's what they do here. After you win the Super Bowl, they say, hey, what are you going to do next? And they say, well, we're going to Disney World. Mm-hmm. And then and after that, they get the team together, and they bring them to the White House. And it's always, you give the president a jersey, and it's just a photo opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's tradition. Well, a number of the Patriots players have said that they are not going to participate in the trip to the White House. A total of six New England players now have said, nope, we're not going to do it. Let's see, I got Larry Gett, I think, is one of them, who said on the Eisen show that he doesn't feel welcome there. And so he's not going to go. I don't support the guy that's in that house, as some others have said. And I think that's tragic because it's just a tradition. By the way, in fairness, Tom Brady did not come when Obama was in office because apparently he was not pleased with some things that have been said about Deflategate. But come on, folks. It's tradition. Come on. It's an honor to come to the White House.
The one guy whose excuse I like, linebacker Dante Hightower, said he won't go because he's already been there as a member of the college football champion, Alabama. I've been there. Been there, done that.
7:28.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 222. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 222. That's proflowers.com, code 222.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure that your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help you plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General, about the Ninth Circuit Court decision last night. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL 7:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump is vowing he will continue to fight for his executive order on immigration, despite a ruling against it yesterday by a federal appeals court panel.
The president immediately responding on Twitter, writing in all caps, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake," without specifying if that means the Supreme Court, and again questioning the impartiality of the appellate court.
Correspondent Joe Johns, Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will meet at the White House this morning. Then they're going to hold a joint news conference this afternoon, and you can hear that live at around 1 o'clock today at WMAL.com. President Trump and his Chinese counterpart spoke by phone last night, their first conversation since Mr. Trump took office.
In that call, President Trump reaffirmed the U.S.'s support of the so-called One China policy. That will lead to a sigh of relief here in Beijing. Up to the call, President Trump had several times questioned whether Taiwan could be a bargaining chip in the relationship between U.S. and China.
Correspondent David McKenzie. Tom Price has been confirmed as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Republicans pushed the Price nomination through. The final vote is strictly party line 52-47. Democrats oppose Price's long-term support for revamping the Medicare program for the elderly. A group of parents will join retired school teachers this morning in a protest outside a D.C. middle school, where Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is scheduled to visit. She was finally confirmed by the Senate this week after contentious debate over her qualifications. Two people remain in critical condition this morning after a house fire on Capitol Hill early today. The fire on Maryland Avenue Northeast broke out around 5. When they arrived, D.C. firefighters found one victim out in the house's front yard. They rescued the other from the basement. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,172, the Nasdaq at 5715. Sports, the Caps win again, beating the Red Wings. College basketball, the third-ranked Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards host Indiana tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com. Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Kensington area, an accident brought down a utility pole and wires on Denfeld Avenue right as you come up toward Connecticut Avenue. That's over near Rockview Elementary School. If you're taking the trip Connecticut Avenue or University Boulevard and pushing through Kensington past Flyers Mill Road, your travel lanes are open and you're good down through to the Capitol Beltway. 270, it's been lighter than normal. The heaviest stretch is you pass and approach Route 80 Urbana. Now that you can get by the three-car crash, seeing some of that volume at 109 and into Rockville. 66 has been quiet this morning. Still with the crash on Old Yatesford Road west of Henderson Road. And on Capitol Hill, still with the closure due to the house fire. Closed is Maryland Avenue between 6th and 8th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After another chilly day today, we're going to push some warmer air in here for the upcoming weekend. Almost spring-like once again. 42 as we become cloudy today. Tomorrow, 64. Sunday in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Vienna, 23 in Greenbelt, 24 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL. Jaunty music this morning coming up in a little while. We're going to be talking to Katie Fang at 8:05. She's a legal analyst, and she'll give us her take on what's going on with this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling and some other stuff. And Maryland Republican senators are not happy. They walked out of the chamber yesterday. Maryland Senator Michael Huff will explain all that, what they're upset about, coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us from National Review is our good friend Jim Garrity. Jim, good morning. Thanks,
Brian,
for being here.
Good morning. Always great to be here.
And joining us on the line, Ken Cuccinelli, president of the Senate Conservatives Fund, and of course, a former attorney general in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm well, Brian. How are you?
Well, yesterday, last night, the appeals court sent down its ruling and basically said that they would not take away the block on the president's executive order. Where do we stand? I mean, the president tweeted out, "I'll see you in court." I guess the question for people who are legal analysts this morning is, which court?
Which court, right? Well, they have several options. One of the challenges, one of the reasons it was difficult for the government to win yesterday, and of course they lost yesterday, was that because they asked for an emergency stay of the district judge's restraining order, very high burdens of proof were on the government. They had to prove a likelihood of success, for instance. That burden flipped to the government. And this is all with almost no evidence in the record. So they chose to do the emergency route rather than essentially wait it out a week or two and try the case more fully in front of the district court. And particularly given the weight that the judges in oral argument seemed to put on the allegations, and they were really weak allegations, that the president was just trying to discriminate against Muslims, despite the fact that in addition to the kind of statements they used from his campaign, he also said things like terrorists and specified particular types of terrorists, Islamic terrorists and so forth. He used much more specific language, none of it designed for court or for governing, but for campaigning. And I think that what their choices are now are to try to take it immediately to the Supreme Court, where unfortunately they have the same sorts of burdens of proof, and it's a very difficult path in terms of their prospects for success that way, rather than going back to the district court, slugging it out. But they do have a third alternative. And the third alternative, which I hope they would do, is pull the executive order and replace it with five or six more discreet executive orders, now that they've seen, frankly, the worst challenges in the courts they can see. They can categorize each group addressed by the court and achieve 99%+ of what the president wants to achieve in a virtually unreviewable fashion if they rewrite the order and make it into five or six smaller orders.
That sounds pretty appealing from the way you're describing it, Mr. Cuccinelli. I want to turn to our home state of Virginia here, or at least my home state and yours. There's obviously a gubernatorial race coming up this year, and I was really intrigued. Carly Fiorina, former presidential candidate, apparently considering a Senate run in Virginia. Chair of the Senate Conservatives Fund. What do you think of that? And also kind of curious, obviously you've had some experience running in Virginia. Any chance we could get you to throw your hat in the ring again? Or are you happy on the sidelines?
I am happy on the sidelines after 12 years as a conservative from Northern Virginia, a very, very difficult thing to be. I was covered by the Endangered Species Act in that regard. It is nice to have a family break. I found out yesterday that I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations.
There you go. So, you know, there's all this sorts of family stuff I get to wallow in now. But I'm still obviously interested as the president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and so forth. And I got to know Carly last year when I was working with Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. She's a very engaging lady, very intelligent, very energetic. You know, she would be a formidable candidate. Of course, most people in Virginia didn't realize she lived in Virginia. She's lived in Virginia for a few years now shortly after her run for the Senate in California. So her biggest challenge would simply be to get around to the rest of the state that doesn't know her, the Northern Virginia business community being perhaps the exception, to introduce herself. And that's a grueling undertaking. You know, we have over 130 counties and cities where with Republicans in each, it'll be a primary. So she's going to have to introduce herself pretty widely. And like a lot of other states, Virginia activists like to get to know the candidates who are asking for their support. Mm. So she's going to have to hit the road pretty soon, although I noticed her comment said, well, you know, we don't need to decide too soon.
Well,
I don't agree with that necessarily. But when you've also got other names floating around, like Laura Ingraham, who is pretty exciting to a lot of conservative activists, Virginia may be a lot more exciting than people thought next year.
Well, hold on a minute. I don't think I heard an answer to Jim's question, because there was a very good analysis, and I agree. But, I mean, you say it's important that the voters know the candidate. I think the voters of Virginia know Ken Cuccinelli. So
let me be more direct about that, Brian. You high-pressure journalist, you. I am not running in 2017 or 2018. I am continuing to be the dad and apparently the granddad, and helping others, you know, change America by changing who's in Washington. That's what we do at the Senate Conservatives Fund. And obviously from an SCF perspective, I don't favor or disfavor my home state of Virginia, but I have a lot of interest in what goes on here. So I will not be a candidate in 17 or 18. We'll see beyond that. Doesn't mean I'll even do it beyond that. But for now, I'm going to stay on the sidelines. I'm going to practice gun law with my Second Amendment law firm and help Senate Conservatives Fund recruit conservative candidates to change the way the Senate operates and try to get back to the first principles of this country. Because as we saw under Bush, with the House and Senate under Republicans and a Republican president, all those things don't necessarily mean smaller government.
Yeah, you're right.
We've had a good start with President Trump, particularly declaring he'll shrink the regulatory power of government. Now it's on to actually implementing that and trying to push senators in particular to support that effort.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Ken Cuccinelli, it's a pleasure to have you, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. It's now 7:44.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
All right, folks. Guys, Valentine's Day is this coming Tuesday. I know this may come as a shock to you because guys are always brain dead about this issue, but you need to get something for that special someone in your life. And this year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, something that will last forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and a signature box. Now, these can be funny, romantic, friendly. They can inspire a smile. You make some memories. Perhaps you're trying to break the ice with that some special someone who's caught your eye. Well, there are some 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. The world's softest bear, the 6-foot hunk of love bear, the zombie love bear, the 50 Shades of Gray bear. Yeah. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Delivery is guaranteed if you take action now. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com. Call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
It is 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, the Beltway's been better than normal this entire morning, so a good rush hour. The heaviest stretch will be topside through Silver Spring, but 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway runs great in each direction. Now, where we have some problems, let's go Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, coming inbound. The crash still in place along the right side between Dower House Road and the Suitland Parkway, so it's before you get to the Beltway. Now, if you're trying to get up into Upper Marlboro, completely separate incident jams Route 4 to get by the crash near Upper Findell Road. In through to Bowie, northbound on 301 before you get to 50. Crash cleanup was continuing, just a little bit of volume. I'd stick with it. Let's get you in from the west on the Greenway, 66, not so bad. Out of Manassas, 28, still stop and go through the signal lights as you head up toward 66. Trying to recover old Yates Ford Road just off of Henderson Road where we had the earlier accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air in this morning, a west northwesterly breeze this afternoon becoming overcast and chilly, 42. Tonight, 37, but high pressure goes east tomorrow. On the west side of it, warmer weather, 64 and cloudy. Sunday, chance of showers in the afternoon, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 25 degrees, 747.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie,
that's amore. I mean, who doesn't love pizza? I mean, it may be the perfect food. Everybody talks about pizza being junk food, but it's really not junk food. It's the perfect food. I mean, you got your grains in the crust. Mm-hmm. You got dairy products there in the cheese. You got your protein, you know, and some pepperoni or some sausage or some beef, all kinds of things you put in. You get some vegetables. You can get everything you need out of the food pyramid right there in one serving.
Absolutely.
I don't understand
fruits,
why.
If you get a Hawaiian pizza with pineapple, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently Domino's has decided that it's the perfect gift for newlyweds. And I'm not making this up. The nation's second largest pizza delivery chain has just launched a wedding registry site that allows you to gift pizzas to the new couple. I guess, you know, when you're starting out as a young couple, you may not have a lot of money. And so here's a way that, you know, when the money runs out at the end of the paycheck, you know, you can order a pizza so you don't go hungry. So you can make sure that they, you know, are fed well.
This really struck me as the sort of thing you would have seen at the height of the recession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2008, 2009, 2010. Hey, what'd you get for the you know, mm-hmm. Susie and John, they're getting married. I got them pizza, you know.
But
it's a really nice pizza. You know?
Yeah, and you can, you know, this is the thing. Listen, when you are a newlywed, often it is, money is tight. Yeah. So it is a one way that you say, look, when money gets really, really tight and you haven't got two nickels to rub together, at least you can order a pizza and it won't cost you anything. not a bad idea. I mean, you know, it's better than, you know, some of the things I got as wedding gifts over the years.
The gravy boat, yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Gravy boat or pizza? That's a pretty easy call for me. You know. I don't know. Now, and this is another story, and I'm sure you will hear more about this story this afternoon on the Larry O'Connor Show, the obviously named Larry O'Connor Show, because McDonald's is testing out something that will catch the crab cake czar's attention. Larry, if you don't know, is the unofficial crab cake czar of Maryland, so designated by Governor Hogan.
Right. Will he be launching a coup against the official crab cake czar? Or?
No, he's the unofficial. Okay. There is no official. In fact, really, to be honest with you, I'm not sure it really is true at all because I've never seen any official proclamation.
Yeah.
You know, governors give proclamations for things like this. Governor Hogan has never sent over the proclamation for Larry. So it's sort of a question about whether he really is, but he claims the mantle. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, getting back to the original story. McDonald's is testing out a crab meat sandwich. A fast food company, McDonald's, giving some diners a sneak peek at the newest monstrosity, a crab meat sandwich. It consists of snow crab meat. Well, it's not even blue crabs. Mm. Snow crab meat, mayonnaise, tomato, herbed butter, and lettuce on sourdough.
Are they going to call it the McCrab?
The McCrab. I think you got to call it the McCrab.
That sounds like a Scottish STD. Oh, did you hear about Angus? Yes, he's got the McCrabs.
He got
it's
the
terrible.
McCrab. It's 7:51 on WMA. Oh, man.
The Bigger, Better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents great guns, small packages. See incredible detail and artistry in these miniature Colt, Winchester, and other arms. The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com. See you there.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Well, let's see how your money's doing. Check in the news deck at CNBC this morning. Good morning to you.
Brian, good Friday morning to you. Well, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe meets with President Trump today at the White House. Japanese companies worried about Trump's complaints over trade and exchange rates hope Abe can get him to buy into a job creation and investment package. Trading starts at record highs today with futures positive. The earnings calendar is light on any major reports, but on the economic calendar, we'll get January's import prices and a reading on this month's consumer sentiment will indicate whether people continue to feel good about their economic prospects. And Apple is expected to release 3 new iPhone models this year. Reports say they could come with wireless charging. And Samsung is expected to unveil its newest smartphone, the Galaxy 8, next month. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College, gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia and heading into Clifton, they are allowing traffic to get by now on Old Yates Ford Road near Henderson Road, but it's about the volume recovering through that area. Traffic update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Maryland for Route 4. Two incidents. First, if you're getting up toward the Beltway, the crash between Dower House Road and the Suitland Parkway still in place. So as you leave Upper Marlboro up ahead, you'll have some of that volume heavy here. Also, prior to getting there, on 4 inbound near Lower Pindell Road, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. Around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge, wide open. 270, past Urbana, three-car crash had been over to the shoulder. Attention, diabetics with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now of warm weather in for the upcoming weekend. Not too bad of a day today. We'll see some sun early, a west-northwesterly breeze. This afternoon, 42. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64. Chance of afternoon rain showers on Sunday and unseasonably mild again, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
25 degrees at 7:56.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4444. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4444. That's proflowers.com, code 4444.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we offer quality blinds and shades, custom-made, and ship free of charge to your door in about 2 weeks. Think installing custom blinds is a job best left to professionals? Well, if you can read a tape measure and turn a screw, you can install custom blinds. In fact, we're so confident you can do it yourself, we guarantee your blinds will fit your windows, even if you make a mistake in measuring. That's right. If for any reason your blinds do not fit your windows, we will remake the blinds in a different size, free of charge. All you pay for is the price difference, if any, and shipping. Plus, we have a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on most products. At Blindster.com, we don't just want customers, we want customers for life.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our faux wood blinds starting at just $20. And for Rush listeners only, save 30% on any order. Just use the code RUSH at checkout. That's Blindster.com. Blinds.com. Blindster.com.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right. right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-275-4183 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-275-4183 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-275-4183. That's 800-275-4183. Call now.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to hear from Katie Fang, legal analyst on the Ninth Circuit Court decision last night. She'll give us her thoughts on it. Also, Maryland Republican senators walked out of the chamber yesterday. They're angry. And Maryland Senator Michael Huff will tell us why coming up at 8:30.